So we're doing the laws of Shema. We're up to chapter 69. And now we're doing subsection 5, Sif Hei. Af al pi shafi lu yochid sheispal kvar be'atzmai. Although individual who already prayed, you daven, elo shelo ikshama kedusha, but you did not have kedusha, you did not hear kedusha. So you davened, but you didn't hear the kedusha. Yochel leirid lifnei hateva. He can go and lead the services, descend before the table, lead the services. V'lachzer v'lispalel kol atfila b'shvila kedusha. He can go ahead and repeat the entire prayer for the kedusha. So if you didn't hear kedusha, you can go ahead and get up there and repeat the whole prayer, just so that you can say the kedusha. But yet, better if you hadn't davened yet, you hadn't prayed Yedun the Amida yet. You should not first daven the quiet Amida and then do the repetition loud for the kedusha. Ella imkain yes shisha shem rev minyan. Unless you have six people with you, which is the majority of a minyan, so then shelo yispalu adayin, which haven't yet prayed, shaoz heim k'moy tzibur gamur, then that is considered like a complete minyan. So if you're coming in and you hadn't heard kedusha yet, and then you have other five people who didn't hear kedusha, who haven't davened yet, then you doing together, he says, that's like a regular minyan. You don't need 10 people to daven the Amida together, according to the Alter Rebbe. Here, other people rule differently, but as the Alter Rebbe learned the rule so clearly, that's considered a full minyan. Umispalim belachash techila. And first you do the quiet Amida, everybody together. And then one of the minyan repeats the Amida in a loud voice. Im yesh tes sheya yishmu v'yano amen. Provided that there is nine that can listen and say amen. So you need nine people to listen and say amen. So that's a minyan. So you have six people who daven together, and then you have nine people that are here and say amen. You can say the repetition of the mit. Avol b'pachos mishisha shelo yispalalu. But if you don't have, it's less than six people that haven't davened, you don't have six people that haven't davened yet. Lo yispala lashatz belachash tchila. So the shliach tzibur should not first daven the quiet. Afilu hashliach tzibur hu ma'isim shlo yispala adai. Even if the shliach tzibur is from those who hadn't davened yet, so you should not daven first. But you start immediately with a loud voice. In other words, you start the kedusha part. You do it right away. The main intent, why are you saying out loud, is for the kedusha. So what's the point in davening first? Why did you just say the kedusha together with your amida? For this reason, he should only say it out loud till the bracha of Akel HaKodesh, not anymore. Because normally we don't allow, they hadn't permitted the rabbis for one to raise his voice during the Amida. That's why we have a silence. We learned that actually out from the prayer of Chana. It says that she spoke, that her lips were moving, but her voice could not be heard. That's by the prayer of Chana that we read in the Haftorah for Rosh Hashanah from Shmuel Aleph. But the idea over here is that one is not permitted to say out loud the Amida. That's why we say it in a soft words. We speak very softly for the Amida because one is not allowed to say it out loud. The only times the rabbi is allowed to say it out loud is when it's the repetition, because the repetition is meant to include other people that they can answer amen. Only when he is, the shliach tzibur is repeating it. But this person who is saying it for the kedusha, he's not a shliach of the tzibur. He's not an agent of the tzibur because we didn't have a minyan davening over here. You don't have a minyan over here. Because he would not be permitted. He's not permitted to go ahead and repeat the davening because there was no minyan there. And he's only davening one time for his own obligation. So he's saying to you like this. This is what I'm practically speaking. This is the way it's actually done. If somebody walks into the shul late, and he hadn't davened yet, so he is allowed, and some people do that all the time, that they will get up and they will say, they start their Amidah, but they will only do through Kedusha out loud, say, okay, la Kadosh, and then they will continue this silent Amidah. Especially if the people in the shul didn't hear Kedusha either already, so it's not only for himself that he didn't hear Kedusha, but nobody heard Kedusha. So then he would do the same thing. What he would do is, there is no minyan. A minyan means, as he explained, a minyan means that there were six people that prayed the Amidah together. That is the first time. That is what makes a minyan. If you don't have that, then you don't have a minyan. But what you do have, you want to say Kedusha. You want to say that. So then one person can say the Kedusha. So he says, to begin with, if you didn't, to begin with, one should not do it twice, which means incorporate your silent Amidah with the Kedusha. So you go over, you say it out loud till after the Kedusha and Akel HaKodesh, and then you do it silently from that point and on. But he allows, if a person has already prayed quietly by himself, he is still permitted to repeat it till Akel HaKodesh, to continue that prayer.
If somebody comes in,
yeah,
and they're starting the repetition, all right, is he required to do it silently at the same time after, or just skip it?
Again?
Somebody walks in, they're doing the repetition.
The shul is already doing the repetition.
They're doing the repetition of the Bimita. Is that person required to do it silently himself, or just go along with the congregation?
He's required to do it silently. Today, in general, we don't fulfill the obligation with the Shaliach Tzibur prayer. We still do it, but we don't really fulfill our obligation. The purpose of it was to fulfill the people that cannot pray on their own. But today, because of the prayer books we have, everybody can technically pray on their own. And also, you need to have an exact intention when the Shliach Tzibur. Let's do one more sif, because I got to go. So in section 6, Vav, Sivav, Mishin is Achalov Ben Zakneses, one who is delayed to coming to the shul, V'leshama Le'Baruchu V'le'Kedusha, he didn't hear not Baruchu, not Kedusha, V'choshesh, and he is worried, Shema Lo'yi Asor Ben Zakneses, he worried there's not going to be 10 people in the shul, K'shiyagi L'Tfila, when he's going to come the time to prayer. So now he's stuck, he wants to hear Kedusha. Should come in time, but see, this wasn't a problem just now. It used to be a problem then too. People come late to shul. Mm. So he says, "Yesh matirim sheyifres v'yavel lifnei atev lispalel shmoyne esrim yad." There are those that will permit him to go ahead and to say the kedusha before right away, to do the shmoyne esrim. Da'achach yichre krishma b'chesaw, and then later on he should read Shema and the blessing. If le'yachzal lispal, not to daven again, he won't repeat the davening. It turns out that he won't be putting the Gal Yisrael next to the Amidah. It doesn't matter. Since he's intending to say Kedusha Basara, he can do it right away. Shouldn't be lenient in this to begin with. Let him daven in order. If there'll be 10, it should be Kedusha. Because one should not really interrupt between kul and tefillah for kedusha. So therefore, that's not the right way to do. So to begin with, the right way to do it is listen, daven, and when you come to the time, if you have a minyan, you have a minyan. You don't have, you don't say it. But again, I guess probably the best thing is come and shul on time, so you don't have a problem.